Welcome to the Tim Cavey Show, where I talk productivity, self-improvement, technology, fitness, faith, step-parenting, politics, real estate, and anything else that captures my attention and imagination. I believe in the power of content creation to build meaning, share ideas, support learning, and even enhance relationships, and that's really the mission behind this podcast. Connect with me on Twitter at Timothy Cavey and on Instagram at Tim Cavey. Now on to today's episode. Today I'll be sharing my latest blog post on Medium.com. It's called 45 Essential Quotes from Big Magic. If you're called to creative work, this book may be the best you will ever read. I have the creative bug. To varying degrees, I've always had the desire to write. I wrote about my life of flirtations with prose in my one word for 2020, write. Now I really have it. In 2018, I published 28 blog posts, and in 2019, I wrote 41. This year, I'm committed to writing at least 78. Some people ask me how I find the time. The answer is a combination of getting up at 4:30 in the morning on most school days, not having to mind children under the age of 13, having a very supportive partner, and simply making the time. I don't watch sports, I don't game, I don't watch many movies. Sometimes I write on my phone while in the car. Sometimes I write during lunches. Sometimes I'll even walk away from reruns of The Office, gasp, to compose. As Elizabeth Gilbert writes, people don't do this kind of thing because they have all kinds of extra time and energy for it. They do this kind of thing because their creativity matters to them enough that they are willing to make all kinds of extra sacrifices for it. I've concluded that creative work matters to me, and Big Magic helps solidify that commitment. Does creative work matter to you? Welcome to Big Magic. I first heard about the book Big Magic, Creative Living Beyond Fear from Chase Reeves on the Fizzle Show podcast. Chase is an artist, creative thinker, and entrepreneur. He's also entertaining to listen to because he can make the jump from the tribulations of launching a business to the meaning of life in a heartbeat. Chase once dropped this Gilbert quote in a Fizzle episode, and I've thought about it and written about it many times since. Your fear will always be triggered by your creativity because creativity asks you to enter into realms of uncertain outcome, and fear hates uncertain outcome. It's still a legendary quote, and it shapes much of my thinking and teaching. It was also the catalyst for my purchase of Big Magic, Creative Living Beyond Fear, a philosophy of creative work. To say this book spoke to me would be an enormous understatement. It was inspiring, emotionally moving, so true and so resonant that I would easily call it my favorite book of the year. If you're currently involved in creative work, this book is for you. If you're playing with the idea of hitting publish, this book is for you. And if your life is currently 100% consumption and 0% creation, this book is also for you. Because as Gilbert writes, quote, to even call somebody a creative person is almost laughably redundant. Creativity is the hallmark of our species. So enjoy these 45 quotes, let them whet your creative appetite, then buy Big Magic and let your creative work live beyond your fear. 45 essential quotes from Big Magic, Creative Living Beyond Fear. This, I believe, is the central question upon which all creative living hinges. Do you have the courage to bring forth the treasures that are hidden within you? When I refer to, quote, creative living, end quote, I am speaking more broadly. I'm talking about living a life that is driven more strongly by curiosity than by fear. A creative life is an amplified life. It's a bigger life, a happier life, an expanded life, and a hell of a lot more interesting life. Living in this manner, continually and stubbornly bringing forth the jewels that are hidden within you is a fine art in and of itself. Creative living is a path for the brave. We all know this, and we all know that when courage dies, creativity dies with it. We all know that fear is a desolate boneyard where our dreams go to desiccate in the hot sun. This is common knowledge. Sometimes we just don't know what to do about it. Creativity is a path for the brave, yes, but it is not a path for the fearless, and it's important to recognize the distinction. Your fear will always be triggered by your creativity, because creativity asks you to enter into realms of uncertain outcome, and fear hates uncertain outcome. If you can't learn to travel comfortably alongside your fear, then you'll never be able to go anywhere interesting or do anything interesting. You have treasures hidden within you, extraordinary treasures, and so do I, and so does everyone around us. And bringing those treasures to light takes work and faith and focus and courage and hours of devotion, and the clock is ticking, and the world is spinning, and we simply do not have time anymore to think so small. Most of all, be ready. Keep your eyes open. Listen. Follow your curiosity. Ask questions. Sniff around. Remain open. Trust in the miraculous truth that new and marvelous ideas are looking for human collaborators every single day. Ideas of every kind are constantly galloping toward us, constantly passing through us, constantly trying to get our attention. When artists are burdened with the label of genius, I think they lose the ability to take themselves lightly or to create freely. In the end, creativity is a gift to the creator, not just a gift to the audience. Just because creativity is mystical doesn't mean it shouldn't also be demystified, especially if it means liberating artists from the confines of their own grandiosity, panic, and ego. So I don't sit around waiting to write until my genius decides to pay me a visit. If anything, I have come to believe that my genius spends a lot of time waiting around for me, waiting to see if I'm truly serious about this line of work. When that assistance does arrive, that sense of the moving sidewalk beneath my feet, the moving sidewalk beneath my words, I am delighted, and I go along for the ride. In such instances, I write like I am not quite myself. I lose track of time and space and self. Look at your grandparents. Odds are pretty good they were makers. Go back far enough, and you will find people who are not consumers, people who are not sitting around passively waiting for stuff to happen to them. Are you considering becoming a creative person? Too late, you already are one. To even call somebody a creative person is almost laughably redundant. Creativity is the hallmark of our species. We have the senses for it, we have the curiosity for it, we have the opposable thumbs for it, we have the rhythm for it, we have the language and the excitement and the innate connection to divinity for it. The guardians of high culture will try to convince you that the arts belong only to a chosen few, but they are wrong, and they are also annoying. We are all the chosen few. We are all makers by design. Often, what keeps you from creative living is your self-absorption, your self-doubt, your self-disgust, your self-judgment, your crushing sense of self-protection. We're all related, after all, so there's going to be some repetition of creative instinct. Everything reminds us of something, but once you put your own expression and passion behind an idea, that idea becomes yours. You must be willing to take risks if you want to live a creative existence, but if you're going to gamble, know that you are gambling. Never roll the dice without being aware that you are holding a pair of dice in your hands, and make certain that you can actually cover your bets, both emotionally and financially. Of course, it's difficult to create things. If it wasn't difficult, everyone would be doing it and it wouldn't be special or interesting. Whether you think you're brilliant or you think you're a loser, just make whatever you need to make and toss it out there. Let other people pigeonhole you however they need to. Let people be in love with their opinions, just as you and I are in love with ours, but never delude yourself into believing that you require someone else's blessing or even their comprehension in order to make your own creative work. I promised that I would never ask writing to take care of me financially, but that I would always take care of it, meaning that I would always support us both by any means necessary. It's a simple and generous rule of life that whatever you practice, you will improve at. Learning how to endure your disappointment and frustration is part of the job of a creative person. Frustration is not an interruption of your process. Frustration is the process. The fun part, the part where it doesn't feel like work at all, is when you're actually creating something wonderful and everything is going great and everyone loves it and you're flying high. But such instances are rare. You don't just get to leap from bright moment to bright moment. How you manage yourself between those bright moments, when things aren't going so great, is a measure of how devoted you are to your vocation and how equipped you are for the weird demands of creative living. People don't do this kind of thing because they have all kinds of extra time and energy for it. They do this kind of thing because their creativity matters to them enough that they are willing to make all kinds of extra sacrifices for it. The essential ingredients for creativity remain exactly the same for everybody. Courage, enchantment, permission, persistence, trust. And those elements are universally accessible. Which does not mean that creative living is always easy. It merely means that creative living is always possible. Slip away from everyone else at the party and go off to dance alone with your ideas in the dark. Wake yourself up in the middle of the night in order to be alone with your inspiration while nobody is watching. The image of the tragic artist who lays down his tools rather than fall short of his impeccable ideals holds no romance for me. I don't see this path as heroic. I think it's far more honorable to stay in the game, even if you're objectively failing at the game, than to excuse yourself from participation because of your delicate sensibilities. But in order to stay in the game, you must let go of your fantasy of perfection. The writer Rebecca Solnit puts it well. So many of us believe in perfection, which ruins everything else because the perfect is not only the enemy of the good, it's also the enemy of the realistic, the possible, and the fun. End quote. Perfectionism stops people from completing their work. Yes, but even worse, it often stops people from beginning their work. Perfectionists often decide in advance that the end product is never going to be satisfactory, so they don't even bother trying to be creative in the first place. Perfectionism is just a high-end haute couture version of fear. I think perfectionism is just fear in fancy shoes and a mink coat, pretending to be elegant when actually it's just terrified. Possessing a creative mind, after all, is something like having a border collie for a pet. It needs to work, or else it will cause you an outrageous amount of trouble. We need something that takes us so far out of ourselves that we forget to eat, forget to pee, forget to mow the lawn, forget to resent our enemies, forget to brood over our insecurities. Prayer can do that for us, community service can do it, sex can do it, exercise can do it. And substance abuse can most certainly do it, albeit with god-awful consequences. But creative living can do it too. You are free, because everyone is too busy fussing over themselves to worry all that much about you. Go be whomever you want to be then. Do whatever you want to do. Pursue whatever fascinates you and brings you to life. Create whatever you want to create and let it be stupendously imperfect, because it's exceedingly likely that nobody will even notice. And that's awesome. A good enough novel violently written now is better than a perfect novel meticulously written never. Completion is a rather honorable achievement in its own right. What's more, it's a rare one. Because the truth of the matter is, most people don't finish things. Look around you, the evidence is everywhere. People don't finish. They begin ambitious projects with the best of intentions, but then they get stuck in a mire of insecurity and doubt and hair splitting, and they stop. The effort is worth it because when at last you do connect, it is an otherworldly delight of the highest order. Because this is how it feels to lead the faithful creative life. You try and try and try and nothing works. But you keep trying and you keep seeking and then sometimes in the least expected place and time, it finally happens. You make the connection. Out of nowhere, it all comes together. What you produce is not necessarily always sacred, I realized, just because you think it's sacred. What is sacred is the time that you spend working on the project, and what that time does to expand your imagination, and what that expanded imagination does to transform your life. You will fail. It sucks, and I hate to say it, but it's true. You will take creative risks, and often they will not pan out. Own your disappointment. Acknowledge it for what it is, and move on. Chop up that failure and use it for bait to try to catch another project. The final and sometimes most difficult act of creative trust is to put your work out there into the world once you have completed it. Fierce trust asks you to stand strong within this truth. You are worthy, dear one, regardless of the outcome. You will keep making your work regardless of the outcome. You will keep sharing your work regardless of the outcome. You were born to create regardless of the outcome. You will never lose trust in the creative process, even when you don't understand the outcome. What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? Well, listener, I hope you enjoyed those 45 essential quotes from Elizabeth Gilbert. Again, the book is called Big Magic, Creative Living Beyond Fear, and I'm calling it my favorite read of 2019. Thanks again for joining me here on this edition of The Tim Cavey Show. If you enjoyed what you heard today or would like to engage with me further, connect with me on Twitter at Timothy Cavey and on Instagram at Tim Cavey. Take care and have a great day.